Today, visiting with Boone Mayor Eli Steins. Thank you, Mayor, for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Welcome to a chilly February.
Yeah, it was a lot colder than I expected.
Yeah, a lot colder than a lot of us expected. Boone City Council meeting did have a regular meeting. It was last night. Once again, had a couple of different things on here. I'm going to go to the big one right away, is that City Administrator Bill Skerritt indicated earlier that he thought he'd be retiring this year.
Yes.
And now he did give you a definitive time.
Yes. So originally his plan was to retire at the end of the calendar year. We spoke and he decided that he felt it would be better for him if he retired at the end of the fiscal year. And so after 35 years of service in various capacities, he thought that his time was at an end, and we want to get the process started to find a replacement for him.
So the process you're going to use, you are one, you got to put out the call
to,
and there are consulting firms, and I know you've already made some contacts.
Yes, I have two consulting firms that I'm going to communicate with this week. They can bring forward a couple of proposals for council to consider. And those consulting firms, one of them will take the process forward, put out an open call for candidates, post the job ads, vet the candidates, put them through scenarios and things like that. And so they will make a recommendation to council for consideration sometime in before May. Hopefully we have a hire by May. Yeah.
You'd like to get somebody selected, chosen by May. That way, they would have time, to whatever position they're leaving, to step down.
They can step down. They can have a couple of months of onboarding, get up to speed with everything that's going on in the city so they can hit the ground running when they fully take over in July.
Because you do have a lot.
We have a number of things going on, yes.
So that process will be going on. Yes, it's one of those where get a firm and they'll do all the legwork for you.
That's right. Yep. Remove any biases from the hiring process to make sure that we fully and evenly vet all the candidates.
And we'll end up, again, it will be a council decision.
Yep. Eventually. Council will decide at the end of the day.
We got that one going on. And as long as we were talking about Bill Skerritt, we can also talk about a couple other things he brought up there. One thing I know you guys had talked about, like back at goal setting, and that was a hotel study. We touched on this earlier on a visit, but
yes,
that part of his task was put together a RFP, if you will.
That's right.
To go ahead with a study, and he kind of expanded a little and included some restaurants.
He did, yeah. He has an RFP that he's been working on, a document that has gone through. Council's taken a look at it. I've taken a look at it. And so we'll get that out to some firms for them to you know, vie for the opportunity to put together a study to present to hotels and restaurants for them to possibly relocate here. And that'll be about a 90-day process, give or take.
So it's one of those things. This is to try to recruit somebody to consider coming to Boone.
Yep, that's right. Yep, get a firm to put together the data that would be attractive to these institutions.
They do have those firms out there that
they do. Yeah.
Make that contact and we'll see.
So that'll be exciting. Yeah, more to come on that when we get the process going.
One of the other things he did talk about during his presentation is with whatever might happen with the legislature. We've seen other communities are starting to run into some issues. This budget process, so you guys were fortunate enough you were able to get yours put in place. But down the road, depending on what the legislature does, you could have some things, some issues, and he kind of pointed out some things you might want to start taking a look at.
Yeah, this is just getting the conversation started. We have a Jumpstart Boone program in effect right now for residential and commercial improvements or developments. It's a universal program that any individual or residential or commercial can apply for, and they would get that automatically for tax abatements on their improvements. If the legislature takes some action that limits growth in a very substantial way, we may not be able to continue that program the way it is because we would, you know, be limited on the growth that we get from those developments. Plus, we would be giving a rebate on top of that, and that would cause problems for other taxpayers. So that's something we need to consider now, just in case we see what the property tax law changes are, to make sure that we're not overburdening existing citizens or citizens that have not made improvements on their homes to benefit others.
We do know that every year that the list kind of, the building department brings it forward.
And I really would like to continue the program the way it is to really encourage the growth and people investing in their homes, investing in commercial businesses and stuff like that. But it's a fiscal decision that we'll have to make, you know, depending on what those property tax laws are changing.
Yeah, we talked about it at our last visit. You had over $2 million in residential. Five new homes were included in there.
Five new homes, improvements.
And then the commercial was AgCertain.
AgCertain,
$1.3 million for their rail spur.
So. Absolutely, and we want to continue that, you know, investing in that growth.
Well, we got our first presentation from Holly Stecker. She kind of, since Main Street got started like in the middle of the fourth quarter last year, she gave a quarterly update.
She gave a fourth quarter update.
Strategies and things like that. They put a lot of work into.
Yes, there's a lot of mandated things that Main Street Iowa has them do to get things started. Three goals that they have to put together, and they have to have sub goals to them. Building rehabilitation, placemaking, things of that nature. And so Holly went through a presentation with all of those from quarter four, talked about the investment, the number of volunteer hours that have been done and things like that. And kind of the dollar equivalent for all of those volunteer hours was pretty substantial as well.
Yeah. I think the big thing is they do have a variety of things. Not overwhelming, but you know, they want to do like tie in with some of the existing programs you've already got. BDIF is a perfect example.
Absolutely.
How to encourage businesses to use that. They do have to have a private investment for reimbursement. But one thing I noticed on there, yes, the city is the biggest share of doing financing right away, but there is a lot of private in there too.
Yes. So,
and obviously they would always like to see the private continue to grow.
Absolutely. Yep. They have to have a broad base of support from individuals, corporations, you know, different philanthropic groups and things like that, that they'll continue to build that donation base over time so that they can assist with these goals.
Well, they do have a lot of things that they are working on. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to watch. And again, everything from events to actually historic preservation.
Yes, historic preservation is a very key cornerstone of the Main Street Iowa program. And so they'll be working on a lot of that. And we'll be developing some design standards and guidelines for when these BDIF projects are done to help the look and feel of the entire district so that these projects are done so that we can have a cohesive look and feel.
We did set a couple of resolutions actually for hearings. You're starting to borrow money.
Yeah, so
we're getting into that time with some of the projects that are going on.
Yep, and the water and wastewater.
Yep, you got to start moving forward with borrowing some money. $1.1 million on water environment and $866,000, I think it is, initially on the waterworks.
Yep.
So formal action on that coming up at your next meeting.
Yep, so we have the public hearings for those, and then we can actually go through the paperwork to get those loans, and then we can begin the work of improving those water and wastewater treatment plants.
Well, we got a lot. There's a lot there, especially when I looked at that budget and I saw $11 million worth. That's a bit.
Yep, and so we're working really hard on financing and, you know, using debt service in order to cover that so we don't have to impact rates, water and sewer rates as well.
And that's one thing, yes, residents need to know. Again, first of all, areas where you can use the state revolving loan fund, you will.
Yep.
Otherwise, you'll have to do your own revenue bonds
some
of this.
Yeah,
and again, it would be... It's a combination.
It is, and you have to kind of look at all the different areas to put together to get the optimal approach for taxpayers, property taxes, and ratepayers as well, and utilize all of those funds from the federal governments for those state revolving funds where they ultimately come from
and,
the feds.
And you still have people out there pursuing those grants.
Yes. So yep. Yeah, we'll get some grants to offset hopefully some of that cost, especially because, you know, the state has a vested interest in making sure that we're able to do this for the DAISY development and things like that too.
So keep working on that part.
Yep.
Otherwise, we did have Waylon Andrews had a couple of different things he brought up. again, city's responsible for working with developers on their lighting. And so Prairie Place, Hunsucker, they're moving forward with theirs very quickly.
They are, yeah. It's been fascinating.
Every time you
to
go
see.
By there, you go, where did that come
so
from?
So they need some street lights, and apparently there's a long backlog on the street lights. So we need to get moving on a decision for those. And the model that was chosen by the developer and okayed by Wayland was something that's pretty close to what's over on South Jackson and things like that for the neighborhood.
We already have existing.
Yeah, we just have to kind of take formal action to say, yep, it's okay.
One thing he did point out is you and he have been having some discussions about citywide cleanup.
Yep.
Not eliminating, trying to refining. And
yeah, trying to find different approaches to make the program go smoothly, make it sustainable for the long term, reduce the wear and tear on our vehicles, on our equipment, and then not incur so many fees at the landfill as well.
Well, the big thing is, they get so many tons, and then
exactly.
You have exceeded it. Boone has exceeded it, I should say, not you.
But, right.
Like by day two or so.
Yeah, so we want to try to find ways that normal citizens that are, you know, removing items that are pretty standard and most people wouldn't be affected, but to really kind of weed out the folks that are taking undue advantage of the program.
So he's looking to refine.
Yep.
I mean, what we've got, but again, maybe refine it a little.
Yep, so. Absolutely. So we're going to discuss that our next meeting.
It's still anticipated to be June, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Folks, for those that are already getting paranoid,
yep,
it will be. Let me see. Another thing. Nate Osmundson gave a little bit of a report. He had a meeting last week, and it was... he had some of the boosters, some of the people involved with some of the club sports saying, we think we need to get together.
And, start a dialogue about, different youth activities, how they can work together, what challenges they're facing, what things are going well, really building bridges and connections with that network of people, folks in charge of the different youth programs, flag football, softball, Little League, some of the travel teams, soccer, and a couple representatives from the school as well. Running as well, all got together on a round table to have a discussion about the strengths, the weaknesses, opportunities. And we found out that, space is a big one for everyone.
That was not a surprise, really.
Space, time, the availability of volunteers, and some extent funding, really thinking about kids that can't afford to do these programs. How do we get the word out that a lot of these programs, if not all of them, have opportunities to offset costs to individuals? So improving communication about those things.
He was also talking a lot about making sure schedules are out there and stuff, and working through the chambers.
Yes, the chambers community calendar. We talked about an opportunity to try to list club games and things like that on the community calendar, both so folks know what's going on and they can kind of attend if they want to see, or they can try to not schedule things if at all possible over one another.
And again, we know most of them have been doing pretty well on a lot of facilities and things like that, but it's getting more of a challenge all the time.
That's right. Yep. So especially those clubs and sports that do use gyms and gym space, that's at a premium.
So, yeah, school gets awful busy with a lot of those.
Yep, certainly.
Let's see. So we got, he had a good one there and wants to continue to work on that. It'll be interesting to see. And then once he hits springtime, he's going to be looking at doing some green space stuff, too.
Yep. He's going to be working on the green space. He's taken that over. He's got a funding from the Force Board to start flag football and blast ball programs, too. Okay. And so he's working on the details for those. And he'll be working with the Park Commission about how can we potentially find other space, flat green space than city-owned facilities for more sports to be able to be played there.
Well, council did approve the contract for, we're going to have fireworks for the 4th of July.
Yep, formally adopted the fireworks contract on the evening of the 4th of July.
City has put some hotel motel dollars to it, but again, still looking for those that would be willing to contribute, donate to it. And the easy way to do that, they can just, I think you guys have a line item in your accounts that is strictly for donations for fireworks.
That's right, yep. So if you choose to donate to that, you can certainly do so.
Right, a couple of other things I did want to ask about, because I know this is one of those ongoing challenges, boards and commissions.
Yes.
And you do have everybody that has to make these appointments. Some days mm-hmm. it's just hard to get people in there.
So. Yeah, there is. So I have a Family Resource Center board, one position open there. They just meet once a month for under an hour generally. And so that would be a pretty easy volunteer position for somebody to apply for. We have an opening on the Arts Advisory Board. They also meet monthly, but they have many activities that they do and fundraisers and things like that. And then I'm looking for a chair of the Historical Preservation Board. So somebody that's well-versed in historical preservation. We would like to try to work towards assistance from the state to get downtown to be a historical designated area.
That would be one of those areas in particular that would tie in with what
with Main Street,
Main Street, yep. What they're doing.
And it would help unlock a lot of grants and things like that, too.
So we've always kind of had one, but it's never really been...
We need to find a way to formalize it.
Yeah, get it moving forward. And if people are interested, any others that come up, you know, planning, zoning, anything like that...
Yep.
You have an applicant online. People can leave their name or do an application, say, I'm interested in this.
Yeah,
this,
you can fill out an application on the city's website and indicate interest in a number of different boards and have that application on file. So, you know, we're always kind of round the clock depending on who's doing what. Might need a library board member, might need, mm-hmm. like you said, planning and zoning. There are various other boards, so. Too.
A couple of economic development things. One is that we do know that Perry Jerzvec did put together an updated contract, amended contract for you with SEH, mm-hmm. Covering some of the things we talked about last time, the new
yes.
Sewer line that's going to be going
the fourth main, yeah.
Providing a service to where Daisy will be and other areas out there mm-hmm. To the sewer plant.
That's right.
Going to cost a little more, but you knew it was going to cost a little more.
Yeah. And doing it this way was actually the cheapest of the options that we needed for that equalization and less disruption along city streets and that sort of thing. So that part actually kind of worked out, but it was more initially than we thought.
Okay. And one of the others on the economic development side, the folks from Radicato
yes.
submitted a
pre-application.
A little different kind of grant application, but they're looking at doing some pretty significant improvements in their building.
Yes, so Radicato and 6th Street Underground, right next to the police station, they put in a pre-application with the city for a Catalyst grant, and that pre-application was approved, so they will move on to the final consideration for the overall grant, and it's sometime in the spring, and it'll be a few months
okay.
before we know for sure, but a lot of work went into that application from mm-hmm. staff and from the owners. So
definitely, definitely this is one where it's there's a lot of interest in them being successful with
yes,
it.
Yes, so, absolutely.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yep, everybody keep your fingers crossed.
They're all competitive.
It is very it's a very competitive landscape, that's for sure, for these grants.
Since we last did, I think the last time you were here, you went to ribbon cutting after that, and we had, that was for the Hammonds at
yep.
Dutch Oven.
Yep. Changing ownership.
A few other things going on, so... It's been busy.
It has been busy, yep. And so I'm going to go down to the Cobblestone in a little while for the coffee and connections and give an update on the state of the cities with the other representatives of other cities for the chamber.
Once again, that's the part chamber event. So, and as Jennifer always says, if your business is that, all your employees are considered chamber members too.
Absolutely.
If they want to come and find out what's happening, again, that'll be at Cobblestone. They did the condition of the county, I think, last time.
Last month, and now we're onto the cities.
Onto the cities and see what we can put together. Do appreciate you taking time, coming and visiting with us, letting us know what's going on for the city. Coming forward, let's see, I think next meeting is going to be the 17th. You will have a number of different things on there, including, I think, on the Main Street side, the arch presentation.
Yes, we will have a presentation for replacing the Tribune You'll Stay arch from George Eckstein.
See how that one goes, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot happening. Once again, Boone Mayor Eli Stein, our guest on our program today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jim.